So I live, like, pretty close to Block 11.
Cool.
And I go there a lot. It's embarrassing. Everybody knows my name. And then when there's a new person, I introduce myself and welcome them to the neighborhood, which is, again, embarrassing. And I spend too much money on coffee. But there's a very tall, lanky guy named Steve who works there. He kind of looks like Holder from that show, The Killing. When he takes your order, he swipes the card, and then he flips it and catches it in his other hand, and then he gives it back to you. And he's lovely. He's very sort of, like, blasé affect, but he cares so deeply about people doing things right, you know? So I'll say, hey, dude, how you doing? You know, and he's kind of awkward, and he mumbles a lot. And he's like, well, you know, and then he sort of leans in and he goes, I'm surrounded by incompetence. Because he's very upset when people don't, like, take their customer service seriously. So he's this funny character, right? He's sort of this mixture of blasé nonchalance and oddly placed, like, extremely diligent loyalty and work ethic. Obviously, I adore him as a, like, figure in my life. We have this weird, like, thing where we always say hi and we don't have anything to say to one another. Now, fast forward probably about 5 years later, since I've been going to Block 11 and being like, hey, bro, what's up? Hey, what's up? See you later. Gotta go. This strange, sort of friendly stranger, daily companionship. And Steve enters my dreams. So I had a dream about him. He's walking down the street, lanky leg, blasé, cigarette-smoking guy. He's got a baby in his arm, like this, like a football, with these just as lanky as he is, and they're both smoking cigarettes.
The baby's smoking?
The baby's smoking cigarettes. I'm like, Steve, why do you have a baby? It's clearly your baby, because it's like a mini-you, and it's smoking cigarettes. And he's like, what? I've got a baby. Let's go to this party. I have to bring beer. It's like, okay. And so then we go to this party, and it's like this strange voodoo type party. And it's very bizarre, and there's, like, sacrifices going on. And so it's a mildly racist dream as well. And so then I said, yeah, dude, what's this? He's like, I don't know. I don't even know these people. They just asked me to bring the beer. We should probably go. It's like, okay. Yeah, let's go. So then the rest of the dream is us walking around the streets of Somerville in, you know, the wee hours of the night and early morning with this lanky, smoking baby. And so I had this several weeks ago, and I finally screwed up the courage to tell him this morning, this very morning. And I was like, dude, I had a dream about you, and you had a lanky, smoking baby. He's like, that's super weird. So, yeah, it was super weird. And so we will go on sort of with our, like, bro nods and our strange coffee friendship, and that will be it. So that's my story.